Let's meet the guy that's going to talk to us about our forecast, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. It's definitely going to be a Marshall Miles movie marathon Sunday.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you about that because there's some stuff going on this week, and a lot of it is going on Sunday. So let's talk about Sunday. First of all, you got the Sharon Audubon has their kids' day on Sunday.
Yes.
And it's all outdoor activities.
Not good. It's going to rain all day, heavy at times. And the highs, I was generous and said low 60s. I don't think it will get out of the 50s.
Okay. All right. So that's so Sunday. And now what time is it going to start to rain?
It should start in the early morning. Early morning. 7, 8 o'clock.
All right. Now, the Rhinebeck, in Rhinebeck, they have the Sinterklaas craft fair, but that is indoors, so they're okay with that. Just checking here what else is going on this weekend. I know there's a bunch of stuff going on. On Saturday, but I think Saturday everybody looks okay, right?
Saturday everybody should be fine. Yep, should just be like partly sunny, partly cloudy.
Okay, now, and Canaan has their Jubilee on Saturday, so they're fine there. And let's take a look at Copaig's celebration this weekend. Copaig's October 3rd. Oh, that's not this weekend. So, all right, so we just really have to worry about the Sharon Audubon then. And we spoke to them the other day, and if it's heavy rain, they say they're going to reschedule to, I think, till next weekend, and then we'll probably get snow.
Well, it's definitely going to be heavy rain at times, so if they're listening, you should reschedule.
And it's going to start in the morning.
It'll start in the morning.
All right, and cold temperatures. Ah, yes, I like that.
Well, relatively speaking, 50s.
50s in rain is cold.
For Marshall, it is, yeah.
That's right, it is.
Right.
All right.
And today we have increasing clouds, 60 to 65, cloudy tonight. There could be a stray shower, mid-40s. A partly sunny Saturday, 60 to 65. Then the rain, some of it heavy. In the 50s on Sunday, leftover showers in the 60s on Monday. Still think that by Halloween, it'll be cold.
You know, and I think on whatever day the first day of November is when we should do our snow predictions.
That's Friday.
That's next Friday?
A week from today.
Okay, so a week from today we will predict when the first measurable snowfall will come. A week from today we'll pick that.
And measurable to you is 1 inch, right?
It can be 1 inch, an inch to a half an inch, but it has to be a general snowfall, not in just one area. Like it's got to cover like northwest Connecticut, southwest Massachusetts, and adjacent eastern New York. You know, it just can't be in one area. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll take anywhere from a half inch to an inch. That's throughout the whole area. That would be a general snowfall because it would still be on the ground the next morning. So.
Gotcha.
So that's, you know, it's not necessarily the depth as much as it is. It's got to be an event, not just, you know, someplace gets an incredible snow flurry for like 5 minutes, you know.
He's a toughie, folks.
Yeah, as we set the rules. We set the bar high here, and we go under it most of the time.
How was the day after your birthday?
The day after my birthday was fine. I used one of my new pans, actually two of them, and I made myself some red beans and andouille and rice, and then with my little skillet, I made myself for dinner the most incredible Mexicali omelet, which had green and red peppers, onions, a little bit of Mexican cheese on the inside, and then on the outside of it, once it got all done, I put a little hot sauce on it, and that's what I had for dinner.
That was really good.
So I used some of the pots and pans. I made myself a healthy lunch that lasted. I mean, the red beans and stuff. I ate that around noontime, and I didn't do the egg thing till about 6 o'clock because the red beans and rice kind of stayed with you, you know?
Yeah. And last night I really didn't eat at all. I went to my yoga class. I was fine. I came back and the stomach just was not right. It did. It really did some flip-flopping last night. So I just didn't eat at all and didn't really feel good at all. But I feel better this morning. So it was something. Something.
It was you know what, it was yoga. I consistently think you folks that do yoga are risking your lives.
Why do you say that? Risking our lives.
Well, all those positions you put yourself in. Come on.
You do put yourself in different positions, but the stretching is just phenomenal.
I can't see it. If I tried, even at the beginning, if I tried to get into those positions, they would haul me out there with a broken leg.
Well, I mean, you have to start off easy. And don't forget, I've been going to yoga now since I've been up here. So I've been going to yoga 3 years. I mean, and after 3 years, you wind up doing things that you weren't able to do 3 years ago. Let me tell you. I mean, you know, the stretching is just incredible. The chiropractor said to me a while back, he said, if everyone did yoga, he said they would never need a chiropractor. And he's right. Because you stretch and you don't have to worry about your muscles going into spasms and things like that. Because it's stretching. It's very, very important. I can't stress how important yoga is. And, you know, they have chair yoga, too, for people who cannot get down on the floor and do things like that. You could do yoga in the chair, and that's also beneficial. So I'm going to enroll you in chair yoga. How's that, Marshall?
No, if you're going to enroll me in anything where I sit down, then make it toilet yoga. Because if I sit otherwise, I'm in a recliner. I don't think there's reclining yoga.
No, we don't have that. We don't have that. But I did want to tell you that my tree farm is opening December 7th and 8th for the season. And again, all trees are $45 and you cut down your own tree. So,
and who do you go there with?
I used to go with my friend Anthony and Andy. Is it usually, there's actually four of us that go up. We usually get the trees, tree each, put it on top of the car, stop for a little something to eat, come on. But usually, you know, it's a good 4 or 5 hour day, but you know, it's nice.
Just remember now, your Rogue isn't as big as your Toyota used to have.
Right, that is correct.
So you're going to have hangover.
Well, I have hangover, yeah, but no problem. Last year, the tree we got was, you know, as you saw the picture, was beautiful, but it was much too big. Yeah. And it was hard to pick last year. So this year, we went Sunday. I think this year we should go Saturday because it's open Saturday and Sunday. I think if we go on Saturday, we'll probably have a better pick, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
So, isn't it unbelievable? Here we are thinking about Christmas trees.
Amazing. Well, we have to think about getting out of here now.
Think about getting out of here and think about me being here on Monday morning. I don't want you to be shocked.
All right. I won't be shocked. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
Have a good weekend, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.